It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful David Pollack, and I wanted to bring in the show because as a woman, I love being a woman, but hair removal, oh my goodness, it is such a drag. It's got the wax and the tweezers and the shaving and this and that. So for years, I've thought about laser hair removal, but I've always been a little nervous. I wasn't sure, is it going to hurt? It's expensive. Does it really, really work? What, I know you have to have super dark hair and light skin, or is it dark? You know, who knows? So the person who does know actually is a wonderful Annie Palin, who joins us now. She's a beauty editor, and she wants to help us understand this. Hello, Annie. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me again.
Well, it's great to have you on. All right. So let's jump right into it. What do you say to people like me who are on the fence about laser hair removal? Do you think it's worth it?
So the first thing I would say is that laser hair removal is kind of technically more like laser hair reduction, but that shouldn't make anybody shy away from it. Because after each treatment, you tend to see about a 12 to 13% reduction in hair. So it usually takes, you know, 4 to 5 treatments, depending on your hair type and hair color, to get your full results. And then after that, maybe a touch-up or two every year to keep the hair, you know, off and removed. But yeah, laser hair removal is a really great option for anyone these days. Before, it used to be if you had really dark skin, it's not really something you could have done just because it could leave you scarred and not really be effective. But these days, because of great technology, anybody with the right laser can do laser hair removal. And as I mentioned, you know, up to like about 5 treatments should be enough to keep the unwanted hair away for a pretty long time with only a couple touch-ups.
Let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. Lisa, as we started, Lisa mentioned that you have to have dark hair. Does it not work on those with light hair?
So basically the way the lasers work is they pick up on the pigment of the hair. So if you have, for example, like gray, blonde, or red hair, your results may not be as drastic, but you can still get results, just perhaps not as drastic as someone who has very dark hair.
Is it because the laser is picking up on the dark color and then removing that hair, or is it leaving the hair and just changing its color?
No, it's removing the hair.
Okay. So it just needs to be able to see it, in other words?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand the mechanism, and I'm probably getting too scientific with it. But, you know, I was just curious. So those with darker hair are going to see better results than those with lighter hair?
Yeah, because the way that the laser works is it damages the hair follicles under the skin mm-hmm. surface, and which then stunts future growth. And to be the most effective, it's the pigment that gets picked up by the laser do the damage. So, if you have red, gray, or blonde hair, just in general, it's probably not as noticeable with or without hair removal. The eye, if you have black or very dark hair. So I feel like that's more of like the drastic results. Because blonde hair, just if you look at someone who has like blonde arm hair or something, that's not as obvious as someone with really, really dark arm hair.
Exactly. Well, I definitely want to try it, but I've been a little bit afraid of the pain because I hear it feels like a rubber band snapping. And I'd love to get like the, let's just say your delicate areas done, but that just sounds so scary.
I've only done my underarms and I had the same concern about other areas that may be more sensitive.
Yes.
But what's really great is, like, as I mentioned, there's all these new great technologies. And if you go somewhere that has like the latest lasers and is really up to speed on all of that, it really is pretty much pain-free, especially if you're used to waxing or other alternative methods of hair removal.
Like, yeah, that's a good
laser
point.
Laser, you can totally handle it. It really doesn't hurt. I would say when people say, you know, snapping of a rubber band, I feel like that can be used to describe a lot of beauty treatments. As far as laser hair removal goes, it's like so minor. Like, it's very minor.
Really?
And also very, very quick. I think you'd also be very surprised how quickly they can move through an area and get it done. It's like 5 minutes.
I think I might try this.
Maybe less.
Wow, I'm excited. Maybe I'll try this. I can report back. And you have to go for a long time. Like, what is it? Once a week for 5 weeks? Or is it every couple weeks or something?
It's actually, they recommend you do once every, like, 5 to 6 weeks. And also, so to prepare, you shave the area first. You go in, you get your treatment done. And then, yeah, you go back 5 to 6 weeks later. And it's actually, like, really cool when the hairs try... When your body starts to shed the damaged follicles, so you'll actually see, and you're not really supposed to mess with it, but you'll actually see the hair, like in the shower, if you look, like these little follicles of hair coming out, and you can actually see it working, which is kind of cool. Over time, just you'll be amazed that the hair just kind of stops growing back, and it's actually pretty cool.
Okay, so you say that's go really every cool. 5 or 6 weeks. Is that just for the first year or first X number of treatments, and then after that it's once a year, or do you just have to? Is it ongoing every 5 or 6 weeks?
Oh no, that would be very intense. It's just for the first. I would say like 4 to 5 treatments, depending on the type of hair you have, like how thick it is, and how many you need. And what's really great also is a lot of places that do laser sell packages, because it can be a little bit pricey. So if you can get a package, it's usually a 4 or 5 session package. And then after that, you know, after the first, so that's about, I would say the first year, you're good with 4 to 5 treatments. And then after that, if you start to notice a little bit of hair coming back, and the hair that does come back, I've noticed personally, is that it's like very, very thin. You can barely see it. And so it's not nearly what it used to be. But if you want to still get that removed, once or twice a year should do the trick. And you're pretty much hair-free in those areas, which is great.
All right. Now, how do you find a reputable hair removal place?
That's a great question. I guess I would just do my research, give them a call, find out what type of lasers they're using. Definitely asking, you know, is there anybody who can't use this type of laser? Because if they recommend that it can't be used on dark skin, that's definitely like an older laser that might not be as effective or pain-free.
Is there a name of a laser that's more recent that we can say, do you have the laser 5000 or whatever it's called?
You know, there are so many different brands and models. I don't really know the exact name, like unlike laser for facial lasers, you know, really it's some of them are super common.
But you just Google that.
I would just, you know, call up a few places if there's some, you know, ask, word of mouth is great. If you know people have done it and have had great results. And then also just, you know, doing some research online to make sure that everything's on the up and up and you're going to a place that's reputable and that you trust.
Sounds good.
It's interesting. It is interesting because you're going to go for a certain number of treatments and then it's going to be very rare after that. And so it does sound like something. I mean, I know guys, we shave every day. If I could, and I'm not one to grow a beard, I guess because I'd have patches and gray. But anyway, that's another story. So I think if there'd be a way to prevent from having to do it every day, it'd be of interest. They're not doing it for guys, are they?
You can absolutely do it. I actually know somebody who had a lot of hair on their neck, and he went in for some treatments to get that greatly reduced, and he's very happy with the results. I mean, you can do it pretty much anywhere there's unwanted hair. So, yeah, men can do it on their faces, neck, back, wherever.
Wow. I never even thought about that. That's interesting. Now you've got my attention. Okay, we're going to run out of time, but I appreciate you coming back because Annie's got some great information. She helped us before talking about laser treatments with wrinkles, and I wanted to find out more about hair removal. So I appreciate your time today and all your knowledge and experience, but I really love your website, so I invite our listeners to visit nonbitchybeauty.com. I love the name. You can't forget it. nonbitchybeauty.com. Annie, thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with your health expert, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, Visit GabRadioNetwork.com.